In today's local SEO video, I want to share with you a branded Web 2.0 buffer layer. What it is, how you use it, what's the purpose of it? Because I was asked, hey Chris, can you break this down? So that's exactly what I'm going to do in today's video. My name is Chris Palmer, and let's not waste any time. Let me go ahead and break this down for you. What's a branded Web 2.0 buffer layer? All right, so let's go ahead and explain this. So first and foremost, we need to know what a Web 2.0 is. So quite simply, all it is a website that I can create a whole nother website on that I control, but it starts off with some authority. So all you need to do is type in Web 2.0, do follow link list, all right? And you'll be brought to a page just like this. You'll find a page like this. Once you have been brought in and found a list of do follow sites that I can create assets on, you need to pick out the best ones for you. What's the most authoritative for your business, your brand, whichever ones you like. Now, once we have these, let's come on over here and explain this a little bit better. Let's say you picked out these four. Now, why do we want to use a branded Web 2.0 buffer layer? Well, the first reason is so our competition cannot take these high authoritative domains and utilize our brand name in order to do maybe negative SEO or any type of negativity towards our brand, business, and our services. So what we want to do is we want to go out, create these assets in our brand's name so our first and foremost, our competitors can. But before you do that, you need to understand that your website, your main asset is the most important and it needs to be protected at all costs. So let me go ahead and draw that right here. So this right here, let's draw that a little better. This here is your money site or your website. This is the most important asset. Now these names here, these are actually other websites that are out online that you can go create. You can create a whole nother standalone website on WordPress, Blogger, Jimdo, LiveJournal, and I'm not saying to use these. Use as many as you want. Use the best ones for you. So let's say that this is a WordPress, it's /, and then it's going to be your business name, all right? So it's wordpress.com/ your business name. Same thing for Blogger, Jimdo, LiveJournal, or any of these domains that you decide to build on, all right? Now, take this a step further. You want to build these out so it contains a homepage, an about us, maybe a little piece of content, maybe one or two pages of content. The reason being is we want some internal linking. We want them linking to each other and up to the homepage that is linking out to our main asset. Let me draw that out so it makes sense to you. So let's say you build this out. This is now a website that I control, all right? On this website, there's other pages. There's gonna be about us, okay? A contact page maybe that'll have your details. There's gonna be maybe an article, maybe another article. And all of these assets are linked to each other, right? And remember, it started off as a DA93 or a DR92. So we're able to create some internal linking to the main homepage, which is wordpress.com, your business name. And now I'm able to take that asset and link it over to whatever page on my website that I want. So now we've learned a couple of things here. One, we've learned that we can create branded assets so our comp cannot. Two, we get high authority, right? High authority domains that we control. And not only do we control the content, so the content's topically relevant, but we also control, even more importantly, the anchor text going to our website. So now we've created all of these different pages, linking to the homepage on the web too, creating power, creating, you know, relevance. We're linking over and we can choose either branded, exact match, partial match, any anchor text we want coming from a highly relevant asset that we control. So this is our anchor text. Now we want to just do this one time, but this one could be going to the homepage with an anchor text that we want. But what if we were to do this with the Blogger site? Same exact thing, but instead of going to the homepage, maybe we link to the contact page. Maybe Jimdo links to a blog post page, and it goes on and on and on. So this is a branded Web 2.0 buffer site link building strategy that you can easily set up within a day. Now, I want to go over some of the features or some of the reasons why this is beneficial. And I've already started on this. One is branded assets so your competition cannot utilize them. All right, so that's the first one. Two, it's high authoritative domain. So that means I'm getting a high authoritative link from a high authority domain to my website. On top of it, we know it's going to be highly topically relevant because we created the content. Third, we control the anchor text and the flow. And why? And I'll give you one last tip of why this is beneficial, because if we draw a line here and we say this is our tier one branded network, all right, which we control. Now there's other sites inside of a tier one, but I'm not gonna talk about that today, but what else can we do with these sites to power them up even further and keep our website safe? So now we're able to go out into the marketplace and create or buy niche edits, maybe use automated tools, right? We can use automated tools, or perhaps maybe any other type of risky link building procedures that increase power, but we don't want to point directly to our site. Now we can link these assets to our Web 2.0s, which is our tier one, but still protect our website and increase the rank and the power. So again, this is a branded Web 2.0 buffer layer. This is what it is. This is how you use it. This is the purpose and why you want to do it. My name is Chris Palmer. If you have any further questions related to local SEO, buffer sites, buffer links, backlink building, really anything, feel free, go ahead and ask in the comments below. I answer all questions, and I look forward to seeing you in the next tiered link building for local SEO video. Have a wonderful day.